Last summer, President Obama unveiled the American Graduation Initiative, which would invest $12 billion in the nation's community colleges over 10 years. President Spilde, why do you think President Obama feels community colleges will help improve the economy?
Well, I think he understands that most of the jobs now require some post-secondary education, not necessarily a bachelor's degree, and that community colleges have been part of the economic solution since they started because we're the ones that train people for careers in our local communities. So I think that's his main reason for making this investment. He also wants to have 5 million more community college graduates by 2020, which is a pretty tall order. Graduates or people who have certificates or have some kind of credential that has value in the marketplace. And I think that's, again, is a recognition of the work that community colleges do locally to create an educated and well-trained workforce.
And what has LCC's role been just recently in recent years with helping people that are looking for jobs, that are looking to gain their skills at this time?
Well, about 30% of our enrollment is in our career and technical programs, and typically they reflect the needs of our community. So the businesses that operate in Lane County are largely the ones that we educate and train for, although there are some exceptions like aviation and maintenance and flight technology, where we're really training for a statewide market. But we tend to look at what businesses are doing, the kinds of workers that they need, and then make sure through our advisory committees that the curriculum that we have in our programs will meet the need of those business people, and then, of course, the individuals, because hopefully they'll get jobs and can make a family wage and support their families. So I think that's, you know, one of the primary roles of Lane. Certainly, in this economic downturn, we're seeing many, many people return to community college and Lane in particular, with a 21% increase in credit students. And I think that's just an indication that people, first of all, recognize that most of the jobs now require something beyond high school. And people are also looking at it as an opportunity to do something really productive while there aren't too many jobs out there, so that they can retool, re-educate, retrain for the next economy, so that by the time the economy turns around, they'll be ready to go into a job that can, again, support their families.
It seems like there's a real importance on gaining skills that are specific toward particular jobs, and that's something that people can find in a community college setting, those sort of vocational technical skills.
Yeah, those are really important, but I would say that the way things work in our world right now, that we also need people to be able to critically think, to be able to communicate, to be able to work in teams, and employers are also looking for that. And some of those skills you get through, you know, a good old-fashioned liberal education. So I think we at Lane want to have a good combination of skill training, very specific career and technical training, but also interspersed with that, the kinds of courses in speech and writing and mathematics and computers and sciences that develop not only a good worker, but a well-rounded citizen, because those are the kinds of people that we all want to have as our neighbors. And so I think we try to have a very well-rounded education, although in our career and technical programs, obviously the focus is more on the technical skill.
If LCC does receive a piece of this $12 billion investment, what would the school do with it?
Well, there are really three pots of money in the American Graduation Initiative. The first is for competitive grants to improve completion rates. Many of our students kind of go in and out because they're working full-time, have families. And part of the agenda is to have more students complete something, whether it's a degree, a certificate, or, as I said, a credential in the marketplace. So often for our students, they need a little more help. So it might be more intensive advising, it might be more tutoring, it might be more supplemental instruction, just generally more help to help them complete a certificate or a degree. So that's a place where we would invest some money. The second part of the AGI is for online learning. And so developing more courses that would be available across the country at a very low cost to students so that we can entice more people into higher education. And the third pot of money is for facilities. There is $2.5 billion for facilities, and we actually think that our downtown campus project is very well positioned for that because you have to be able to leverage local and state funding, and we already have the local and state funding in place. So we're looking forward to seeing how the rules come down on the facilities. So there are a variety of ways that we are positioning ourselves to access the money. We already have a team of people working on campus, even although the bill hasn't even passed Congress yet. We're working on what are the most important things that Lane would do if this money becomes available, and how can we invest in making sure our students are successful.
And what is the status of the bill?
It's in the Senate right now. It passed the House several weeks ago. It's in the Senate, hasn't come out of the Senate. I think it's a little bit hung up with health care. I think that seems to be the priority right now, and we understand that. But we are hoping, I was in Washington, D.C. last week, and we did some work, and we believe that it should come out of the Senate. At least a draft of the bill should come out hopefully before Thanksgiving, but very soon after that. And of course, we'll be working with our Senate delegation to let them know what we like about their version of the bill and what would really benefit Lane Community College.
So going back, you mentioned the new downtown center. If that bill does pass and things look good in terms of the facilities part of it, does that sort of give you the go-ahead in terms of making the downtown campus a reality?
Well, it's a very big project, and there is a funding gap, but there are a variety of funding sources that we're exploring. The American Graduation Initiative is just one of them. So if that doesn't happen, we've got a number of things that we're exploring simultaneously. As I said, it's a big project. It's a complex project, but we're very optimistic that this project is going to happen, and everybody is working really hard at the city, at the college, to make sure that project becomes a reality, because it will not only be good for the college, because it will be a national demonstration site for our energy programs, among other things, but it will also be great for downtown Eugene, because we hope it will be the start, continuation of impetus for even more development in the downtown, which I think we all believe we need.
So it's still in the works.
It's in the works, but I believe we're going to make it happen.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you think is important, just going back to the role of community colleges in helping to improve the workforce and help us to get out of the recession?
Well, obviously community colleges don't in and of themselves create jobs. But I think what we do is make sure that when employers are thinking about investing in whether it's new green energy, healthcare, wherever the family wage jobs are, I think one of the things they look for is an educated and trained workforce. And I think that's what community colleges, places like Lane, provide for local communities and for local regions. And it's a very important part of our mission. And I think it is something that we do really, really well. Those partnerships with employers, the partnerships with students, placing students in cooperative education experiences so they're getting a real life experience while they're going to school, really prepares them to go in as excellent workers. And of course, if we have people that are working, then they're contributing in a productive way to the rest of our community, and obviously makes for a much healthier community. So I think community colleges have a very key role to play in all of that.